Now, I want you to note here in verse 14 to 18 the desire of Daniel to be granted time to tell the dream. Now, listen to this. This is a remarkable section. Then Daniel answered with counsel and wisdom to Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, which was gone forth to slay the wise men of Babylon. He answered and said to Arioch, the king's captain, "Why is the decree so hasty from the king?" Then Arioch made the thing known to Daniel. You see, Daniel is really puzzled at the hasty and unjust decree of the king. But he uses tact now, and he approaches Arioch, who's the captain of the king's guard, which means he was in the secret service. He had charge of it. Naturally, he got in the presence of the king. And it would be interesting to know all that I think Arioch communicated to Daniel. I wonder if he suggested that the king was off his rocker. It's not recorded if he did, or the king didn't have all of his marbles. I think maybe touched his head. He says, "You know how the king is." Well, now let me read verse 16 now, chapter 2 of Daniel. Then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he give him time and that he would show the king the interpretation. And Daniel got an audience with the king. You see, he's already in favor, and he requested to be given time to tell the dream. And actually, it seems presumptuous. In fact, an act on the part of a very brash young man. However, succeeding events, I think, will reveal that it was the confidence of a man with faith in God. Now, will you notice, verse 17 and 18, then Daniel went to his house. He made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, his companions, that they would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Now, do you notice something here that's quite interesting? We called attention to it before, that they would desire mercies of the God of heaven. Now, that is something that you only find in these books like Nehemiah and Ezra and now Daniel. We said at the time it would be in Daniel. You see, after the departure of the glory of God from Jerusalem and the temple and the Holy of Holies, and all of that was destroyed, he's now addressed as the God of heaven. You see, these men had no limited notion of God, that he had a little temple in Jerusalem and that he could dwell there. He's the God of heaven. And now he says, desire mercies, and that reveals the basis of their prayers. God does not answer prayer because of the worth or the effort or the character or the works of anyone praying. All prayer must rest upon his mercy. To pray in Jesus' name simply means that we come to God not on our merit, but on his merit, and we look to him for mercy. That's the picture here. Now, we're told here, verse 19, and beginning with this section we have here, the large section of this chapter. The dream of Nebuchadnezzar described in detail by Daniel as a multi-metallic image. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. I would think that the way God revealed it to him was God gave to Daniel the same dream that he gave to Nebuchadnezzar. And that would be the way God communicated to this man, Daniel. This seems to be the reasonable explanation. Now, in verse 20, Daniel answered and said, "Blessed be the name of God forever and ever. Wisdom and might are his, and he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who hast given me wisdom and might, and hast made known unto me now what we desired of thee, for thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter." Now, this is one of the several recorded prayers of Daniel. You remember I said, among other things, Daniel was a man of purpose. Daniel was a man of prayer. Daniel was a man of prophecy. And I'm not sure about what prayer might be one of the most important ones. But here we see this tremendous prayer. God alone has revealed this secret now to Daniel, and here's his prayer of thanksgiving. Now he's ready to go in and ask for an audience of the king.